I'm Nathan Cones here with your KCIM Week in Review for Sunday, April 25th, 2021. At number 10 on our list of listeners' top stories, the film debut for a Carol actress takes us into the scary recesses of a troubled mind. Tatum Shoesmith, a 2020 Carroll High School graduate, is the leading role in the Dark, a 16-minute independent film about a polyphobic woman who suffers from anxiety and panic attacks. The film was released Thursday through Vimeo On Demand. At number 9, 5 area individuals have been appointed to Iowa's committees, commissions, and boards by Governor Reynolds. These include Carroll County Auditor Courtney Earlbeck, Angela Lynch of Glidden, Crawford County Sheriff Jim Steinkuhler, Amber Mort of Denison, and General Manager of Star Energy FS, Jeffrey Monti of Manson. At number 8, Manning Regional Healthcare Center welcomes a new provider, Advanced Registered Nurse Practitioner Samantha Quelland, who's originally from Van Meter, is now beginning to treat patients. At number 7, functional damages were reported in a Friday accident in Carroll. Both the drivers in that accident avoided injury. You can find full details of that accident and others at carrollbroadcasting.com. Number 6, an Audubon man was arrested following a Sunday standoff with law enforcement. 33-year-old Joshua Paul Davis was eventually taken into custody peacefully. He's charged with domestic abuse assault while displaying a dangerous weapon, false imprisonment, and obstruction of emergency communications. At number 5, 2 local seniors have been awarded full tuition scholarships to Des Moines Area Community College. Those students are Carter John Kennebec of Glidden and Tyler Tessman of Audubon. They were selected for the Mark Pearson FFA Leadership Scholarship based on their role in their local FFA chapters. At number 4, Senator Grassley and Senator Ernst, as well as Congressman Feenstra, say Biden's $2.3 trillion infrastructure plan will hurt Iowa's economy and call for a more targeted approach. The three politicians agree infrastructure should be a priority, but call most of the bill a Democratic wish list. Feenstra, who serves on the U.S. House Budget Committee, says only 6% of the bill is for true infrastructure projects. Grassley and Ernst say the bill pushes for all-electric vehicles and will severely harm Iowa's economy. President Biden's proposal faces an uphill battle in both chambers of Congress. At number 3, carbon monoxide poisoning has been ruled the cause of death for a Rockwell City teen. 17-year-old Victoria Marie Paralerdo, a South Central Calhoun High School student, died earlier this week at a hog confinement in Kossuth County. Autopsy results show inadequate ventilation in the facility resulted in the toxic buildup of carbon monoxide, resulting in her death. And number 2, Iowa truck drivers are eligible for refunds of fraudulently collected fees. The drivers who paid $149 to Compliance Process Group of Frisco, Texas, can get their money returned. Iowa Attorney General Tom Miller says the company pressured drivers into using their system through mailers that falsely claimed they would be fined up to $10,000 per day if they did not respond. Impacted individuals can call the Attorney General's office at 515-281-5164. And our top story, Carroll Community School District has announced student meals will be free during the 2021-22 school year. That program, now funded through USDA's Seamless Summer Option Program. Breakfast and lunch will be available to all students regardless of their family's income. It is possible, however, that the district could return to paid lunches in the 2022-23 school year. And that does wrap up your Week in Review. I'm Nathan Cones reporting.